came in last night, we saw the cows were out. No, they were out in the on the hill.
Older cows.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I can stop in and see them, calves and everything.
Still waiting for Chintali to have a calf.
Any day?
Yeah, I check her all the time. She doesn't look very close, so it's a few days more.
How's Nirmal Chandra and Viswakarma doing in the barn?
We're good.
Good.
Almost all the boys are in the barn now, for some reason. Huh. This time, they needed them. They're doing real good. They're going way up in the silo, digging silage. Down. It's a, it takes a long time, a lot of work. Mm.
Narada, how are you doing with the hearing the tapes? Or you finished that Rishikesh?
Yeah.
I didn't get it yet. You got all the lectures, or you found you couldn't do it?
One tape I can do, I did 60%, but the other side did about 98%.
Now you're doing Prabhupada's last talks in Hindi, talking in his room?
Yeah.
That's good, because no English-speaking person has ever heard those talks. Of course, a lot of it may not be direct philosophy. It may be doctors talking or something, but...
Right, that's the conversation only.
Sometimes if it's Prabhupada, you should put everything. But if it's some doctor and it's just about this or that medicine, then you can sum it up and say, you know, like, he is saying that it would be better if Prabhupada took such and such medicine, but this, you can just sum it up briefly. But whatever Prabhupada says, you should. And if it's spiritual topics, then both people.
Like question and answer, they're asking some spiritual questions.
Yeah. Like there was some things we've only heard, that then somebody that meant Bhagatji, he said that Prabhupada said to him that his condition was caused by disciples' misbehavior or something like that. So some of those things are like hidden in the Hindi talks and have never come out. So any important things like that are very, especially look for that. And whatever Prabhupada says. Back. What happened there?
Really not much of anything.
Just the usual Maya.
Yeah.
But they try to tell you not to come back?
No.
Did your mind tell you that? One devotee was writing me. Usually devotees, when they do visit home or see the material world, again, in some intense feature, they just... Oh, this devotee was saying, sometimes I have a tendency to find fault with devotees, but now on spending more time with the non-devotee, I see how rare a devotee is, how fortunate I am to be myself a devotee, and I see that they are suffering. The non-devotee is suffering, even though he thinks he's enjoying. So if for some reason you have to associate with the non-devotee, it should actually intensify your own devotional feelings in those ways. But there's a poison. Prabhupada was talking one day, he was anxious that the householder devotees don't become away from the temple. That even if they have to earn separately, somehow or other, they should live in the temple or as close as the temple as possible. He said, because there's a poison in in the Nandavoris Association. And he was afraid they would become affected, so he said, as far as possible, give them facilities so that they may live in the community of devotees. Not that on the plea of business, they go entirely off from our communities. So that same point is stressed. It's not like the non-devotees say it's our narrow-mindedness, that we're a cult and we don't want to take part in the big real world. But that actually, in order to go back to Godhead, it's very dangerous to associate with the enjoyer of women, or to associate with the non-devotee. Let me live in the society of devotees. So you feel convinced in that? Huh? And then somebody thinks, well, I'm such a big devotee, and other devotees are nonsense, so I don't need the association. I'll just go alone and chant Hare Krishna, and I won't fall down. But that's not recommended. Maya is too strong. This barn could use a painting and a whitewashing. When was the last time it was done?
Vedatma did it last time.
Oh.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
4 years ago.
With a spray?
Paintbrushes.
Paintbrush.
Rollers. It's really hard because you had to get way up there on the roof.
Yeah.
Big ladders.
And the roof is sagging? That's not serious? I don't think so.
Yeah. It's rotting.
Yeah.
Inside, it's not so good because it leaks a little.
Cow that gives the boys a ride. On her head.
She's mellowing out more.
Oh.
They have a cow because they get them real mother.
Oh.
She just had
to. Yeah. Where's Nirmal Chandra today? Is he? The Christians say thou shalt not kill, but they think it's all right to kill the calf. Why is that? It makes no sense. Has no soul. Kill drunk drivers will show that they still emphasize what men. It didn't say thou shalt not murder.
And then an Indian man, a few days ago, and I walked up to him and I said, Hare Krishna. And started to speak to him. He said, oh, and now I'm Christian.
And he said, so you are making a big mistake. He said, you are making a big mistake. And I said, does that mean if I become Christian then I can kill cows also and eat like that? And he said, oh, why are you bringing this up? First reaction. He said, why? And I said that commandment, I said, that means murder. Not humans.
Some animals they don't want to murder, they're dogs, they're pet dogs. Kill a dog?
Yeah, it's a big society to prevent cruelty.
Yeah.
They think dog is better friend than cow.
Boy, they're all up and standing for affection today. Where's the bull?
Huh?
In the pasture.
Oh. If someone professes they're religious, but they're cow killing and eating the cow, and someone else is vegetarian and doesn't want to hurt animals, is that a symptom that they're actually more spiritually advanced?
Well, you know, it's not, in itself, it's not that advanced in God consciousness, is it? In me. It's something, though. It's a sub-religious principle. Without being vegetarian, you can't be God conscious. But just to be vegetarian only doesn't mean you're God conscious.
All the non-religious, all the non-vegetarian religionists, then there's no question there.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, we asked Prabhupada, well, what if somebody, he's just born into the Christian religion and, you know, he's trying to be pious and follow the authorities and everything. Won't he go to the kingdom of God? Prabhupada said, well, what do you think? They just see the situation. Somehow or other, by his karma, he's killing the cow. So how can he attain the topmost perfection? There are so many people, due to their karma, they're in an ignorant position. They're raised not to receive God consciousness, or they refuse it when it comes. Then we can't say that they get the topmost destination just because they're faithful to some system. I have a lot of meetings today. I'm thinking we'll just take a walk and then end it at the cabin.
Sure, God, in that sense, they get the, we hear what kind of damnation you get for cow killing, you know, as many verses as that there are on the back of the top. So if somebody does that out of ignorance, does he get that full punishment, or is that just for the people who are versed in Vedic knowledge?
Well, it's maybe different for different persons, but they all get it to some degree. He who gives permission for the slaughter, he who delivers the food, who cooks it, who serves it, who eats it. It doesn't say that he has to be a follower of a fallen follower of the Vedas, and then he'll be punished, or if he's this, then he'll be punished. They're all. So, ignorance is no excuse.
So you would say that categorically that all the people you meet are heading for non-human births in the next life? There's no
yeah.
way?
You could say, so, and to the degree that they're innocent victims, then that's the great crime of the leaders and caretakers of the society, that they follow, that they lead everyone to hell. And the victims, they victimize. A victim means that he's victimized. He wasn't properly protected. And the demons, they're worse. they deliberately mislead others. But those who are misled, they're also sufferers. So the Vaishnava, he wants to save everyone. Because what you say is true, that they're all headed for non-human, therefore he tries to save them. So what about ourselves? We're all raised in that demoniac way, with all that propaganda, and now we've given it up. Some gave it up even before Krishna consciousness, but they give it up only with real conviction when they become devotee. So we can see how it works, that a person with bad karma can be changed. So we want to help others.
Also, there's different things, like, for example, I always often want to have this cleared up, that I've heard people say that if you eat prasadam once, you guarantee human birth.
I always answer that in terms that these things are individual. I wouldn't categorically answer that one.
When Bhakti Charu Swami was here, he was explaining the Shastra,
mm-hmm.
and he said that we call them revealed scriptures because they're revealed by the spiritual master. Generally say the mother tells you who the father is, the Shastra is the mother. So it seems like without the spiritual master, you can't even know the mother.
Yeah. They're revealed also that God reveals them. But then, the sages at Namisharanya said, God has revealed them, but there are so many scriptures and they're so deep. We are so fallen that they're not revealed to us. So you please select the essence and make it clear to us. So then, Om Ajnana Timarandasya, the spiritual master, opens the eyes and he reveals the scriptures to the disciple. Yes, the scriptures are there, but without the spiritual master, he wouldn't get them. That's your letter from Keshav Bharati Maharaj?
There's three pictures in it.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's stop a minute. I'll read the letter. Is it long?
No. Yeah.
It is, huh? What are the pictures of? Italy?
Spain.
Spain. Wow, right in the street. Sankirtan. That's nice. Oh, where's that? In the temple? It looks like Sri Ramaswar. That's in Spain too? Preaching. It looks the same as anywhere in the world. Preaching is preaching. What are some of the things he says? Is there a new Prabhupada Lila pamphlet? You'll send it to him? I heard that there was number 6, now there's number 7. He said, Indra Duman Maharaj said that you were so big he hardly recognized you. Wherever I go, I get a chance to preach about you and what a good example you are of a son who is helping deliver his father from the material world. Take seriously the chanting of 16 rounds every day. Always try to chant with more and more devotion and attention.
I was also going to send the Jap Reform notebook.
Huh. Very attached to the ISKCON movement. He hadn't written to you in a while, huh? Thank you for showing me.
I've noticed that since your new book has come out, your Japa period in the morning program has become much more intense.
Oh, good.
Nice.
There used to be a lot of talk, other conversations. There's so much business in a community like this, we have to somehow keep it out of the out of that time or out of that area where the chanting is going on. Even if someone has some emergency thing, he shouldn't do it there.
But I can see the whole community is being affected by it.
Rory Jain made a comment in class the other day. He said, it's like there's a verse that if you want to go on enjoying material society and friends, then don't go see Krishna. He said, so similarly, if you want to go on chanting lousy japa, then don't read this book.
Nobody wants to do that. No devotee.
Srila Gurupad, you were speaking about how Prabhupada said that even if Grihasthas had to do some work outside, that still it's better if they could live in a temple.
Yeah.
But also then Prabhupada gave some instruction that if householders are going to live in the temple, then they should be, surrendered and willing to accept whatever standard is provided.
Uh-huh.
So what does that mean? Does that mean that even if there's some special provision there for someone who's not able to do that?
Well, the thing that Prabhupada was emphasizing was, however you manage it, don't let them go away. Don't let them be lost due to drifting off into material association. So expert management has to arrange it somehow. But the householder, he has to also have some desire to be a devotee. So he pointed out places like at that time in Los Angeles and Bombay where there were sufficient apartments right on the land where the devotee could live. In Gita Nagari we have some facility also. So why shouldn't a person accept some simple situation as long as he has a separate place for his family life? But then you say, what if he doesn't? Well, what can we do? We can't, build some special high-class facility. We don't have so much money. Sometimes we can do that, if possible, make a very nice place, but he has to be satisfied, or else he's not a devotee. Then at that point, then no matter what you do, he'll go away. Just like this house is such an ideal house before it was used for a householder. But still he wasn't satisfied. So they'll keep, if they don't want to live with the devotees, then they'll just, whatever you make for them, they'll go away.
But I was thinking more that if a devotee is in a situation like that and he's doing some work and he's living with the devotees, but then someone's saying, well, he's not contributing anything, so he shouldn't be there.
What is he doing?
Well, if he's doing some work and he's supporting himself, say in a situation like that, he has his own place and he's paying for it and paying his own expenses. But someone might say, well, he's not contributing to the community. He's not taking part in the community.
Well, if you have a big enough community, then you just give him shelter there. At least he has to. He should attend the morning program and follow the rules and chant.
You read to us about Prabhupada, said, let them come, let them all come. We and Eddie, let him come.
Yeah. We have to have... You have to have facility for that. Like in New Vrindavan, they have such expansive land. They have like a whole area where non-serious devotees live. And That's, they built that up over some years. The core has to be kept first. We had our meeting on the walk.
And if a devotee does go away, like so many Prabhupada disciples have gone away, and they say in years to come they decide to come back, you know, after being living a material life after many years, and they decide to come back, is there ever a point, can they still attain the highest perfection even though they spent so many years, you know, in material life? Is the mercy of the spiritual master ever totally?
Of course, but it's a great disadvantage. If there's a race and you lag way back in the race, then you say, is it possible that at the end I can finish up ahead? Yes, but...
take a lot of doing.
Yeah, it's not a good way to go about it. But there's something that you can... make a mistake, avi chet sudaracharo, pajate mamanyava.
That next verse that says, chitvam bhavati dharma, now he becomes a righteous soul.
Yeah.
Quickly becomes a righteous soul. Sometimes, what does that quickly mean exactly, as much as he's serious and sincere?
Yeah. If he engages in his devotional service again, then he can become rectified. Quickly, in this lifetime.
So in other words, there's no time where it can ever be checked if the desire is there to go on. Like, if they decide they want to come back and engage fully, then all the mercy that Prabhupada gave when he was here is still
present. Yeah, I'm studying Prabhupada, so near the end, two devotees who'd been away a long time, Madhavisa and Gursundar, and they'd done some very disobedient things. Prabhupada was so pleased that they had come back, and he was like, it was giving him peace that things are developing, preaching is going all over the world. Now these two sons have come back, so it was very nice, and he was preaching to them, just be peaceful and be Krishna conscious, and remembering all the good service they had done. So he seemed to be very open-hearted about receiving them back, and was just took it that these sons had come back. To become initiated is a great bond. It's as long as it's the relationship of the father. He's always willing for the son. If the son will rectify, that he can come back, whatever he's done. Just like Krishna, he has to sincerely come back. So, Mother Ramburu, when are you going back?
I think next week.
Oh.
I'm not sure exactly.
I got two letters from a husband and a wife, Padrasain and Madri.
Uh huh.
And they're not getting along so well.
Oh.
The whole spirit there is very renounced, but some of the women, they can't take it. So I was preaching to him to be more protective of his wife, and I was preaching to her to be willing to accept what... not that she has to associate with him all day long. I gave the example of the Indian system that in the house, the man has an office on the outside of the building, and there's an inner portion of the building, and the woman usually stays in their apartment there. And they don't even associate during the day, but they do associate at the end of the day. So we don't have to adopt it completely, but Prabhupada liked that idea.
Yeah.
So she shouldn't think it's... her criticism will tend to become just... criticism of Krishna consciousness, and wanting to, but he was like saying at the first sign of her discontent, well, I guess that's it. I guess that's the end of the marriage. But I said, no, you, just because she's a little wayward, now you have to, give her association and instruct her, and make it work. Maybe when you go back, you'll have to steer them on that razor's edge so that they don't become too renounced, so that they don't become... The marriage has meaning, or we wouldn't do it. but there is renunciation. So now there's a big battle going on there, a court. No, there's another battle, a court battle, just similar to the one we had here.
Really?
Yeah. Some lady who was going to marry Krishna Sneha.
Oh, yes.
What was her name?
Dharidra. Irish name.
She had her son, or whatever, his child was kidnapped. And then the court gave her the child back to be taken care of by her in some neutral situation. And then there's going to be a trial on December 9th.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. So Prithu called. He wanted somebody to go there who knows legal situations better and work. But I'm going to advise him that he send somebody here to get trained up. Somebody like Bhadrasena or Vidura, who's competent, and associate with different persons. He can also associate with some of the devotees here who worked on this case. In other words, it seems like the mother has got the child back, but now they're gonna. Now it's a case about Krishna consciousness movement. And it's all over the country, he said, newspapers and everything. But he's taking the opportunity to preach. He's ordering a lot of books and preaching. Well, I'll be there until just after Prabhupada's disappearance day, which is the 19th this year. And then I'll go to Ireland for a few days and come back on the 25th. I'll try to come here probably right away, head back. No other things, I guess. So I won't have any meeting because I have to have a lot of individual meetings today. But I'll be at the program tomorrow. Thank you.